Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio national correspondent, Southwest border. Now, the president did talk about fentanyl and some legislation or proposed, but what about the crisis at the border? It continues to be one. Rory, take it away.
Yeah, Jack, good morning. By the way, the governor's dinner, I'm guessing dinner in Naples will be at 3 o'clock, just so get ready for that. Yeah, you know, this House Oversight Committee really stepping up the pace of its work. We had their first hearing was about all the fraud in COVID and the PPP and in the unemployment. The second hearing took place yesterday. They were focusing on the southern border, a big emphasis specifically on fentanyl. They got reports that just in the last 3 months, agents seized enough fentanyl to kill 1 billion people, billion with a B. And that's what was seized in the last 3 months. Today, the Oversight Committee is now focusing on the Hunter Biden laptop story. They've got three Twitter executives appearing before the committee today. They want to know about that relationship between the FBI and Twitter and how much pressure the FBI put on the social media company to stop the spread of that New York Post story about the laptop.
Yeah, it's interesting. We'll have much more coming. much more coming, Rory O'Neill. You don't eat dinner till about nine at night in Florida, right, where you are?
Yeah. Well, usually, you know, in Naples, that part of the state, it's, yeah, dinner's at 3 o'clock with a coupon because you got to get home before it gets dark.
This was someone who took a year off and went across the country and world. Thank you, Rory.
I'm just saying it's a little bit of an older set in Naples.
All right, thank you.
The oldest people in the world live in Sarasota. Their parents are in Naples.
There you go. All right. And somewhere in between. Thanks, Jack. All right, thank you, Rory.